The tragedy today in the world is people have not been convicted of sin and they're being told to believe in Jesus Christ. Are any of you sitting here today in that condition? You started your Christian life just with faith in Christ. Christ died for your sins. Believe in Him. My dear brother, sister, you got a wrong foundation. And you know, if you see a crack in a three-story building, you see a crack on the third floor. A crack on the third floor, a crack in your life, 30 years after you became a Christian, the problem is at the foundation. A crack in the third floor or the fifth floor, the problem is very often with the foundation. And when you find yourself having a serious problem, 15 years after you're married, or 20 years after you first accepted Christ, don't think the problem is there. The problem is an improper foundation in your life, right? When you started out your Christian life, you did not start with repentance and faith. So it's very important to begin there. Now I want to say, everyone who's here, who's not come to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, I want to urge you, repentance means turn around. It's a 180-degree turn. Here I was facing the devil and the world, and I turned right around 180 degrees. Some people turn around only 90 degrees. They give up part of their sin, but they keep some of it. Well, it's like a cracked foundation, an incomplete foundation. It's like half your building having a foundation and half your building not having a foundation. Make sure your repentance is a 180-degree turn. Completely around. You were facing the world and sin and your self-life, and you turn around from that and say, Lord, I'm 100%, not 50%, 100% yours now. It's like marriage. Is marriage a 50-50 relationship? No. A 50-50 relationship in marriage will never survive the trials of married life. Marriage is a 100%, 100% relationship. Both must be committed to each other. A good wife or husband will not want to be with another partner, even for one day in a year. That's marriage. 365 days in a year, 366 days in a leap year, I'm committed to my marriage partner. That is true Christianity. Because the Bible says that Christianity is like a marriage. And that cannot take place if repentance and faith are turning around. Turning around does not mean I've given up sin. Let me clarify that. No. It takes time to overcome sin. It means I want to give up sin. It's a want to. Repentance is I hate that what I've been doing. I want to give it up. I don't have the power to give it up. That will come later. But I want to give it up. So that's where it begins. That's what I would ask even those who are not sure here. Children and others sitting here. Do you want to give up those bad habits and the bad life that you've inherited, that we've all inherited from Adam? If you want to, say, Lord Jesus, I want to turn towards you and I want to trust you that you died on the cross and you rose again from the dead. Come into my life and forgive me. That's where you begin the Christian life. But then you move on from there. And you have to come to a place of assurance. You need to be sure that God has accepted you. That's the place where the devil puts people in doubt. You have repented. You have trusted Christ. Then it says, let me turn you to Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. I'm going to make sure that everybody sitting here who's in the kindergarten all the way to grade 10 or grade 12, everybody understands. Romans 5:1, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, there was no such thing as being justified before God. Justified is more than forgiveness. Forgiveness is when I've repented and I trusted the Lord, I ask Him to forgive me, He forgives me. Justification is God now looks at me as righteous, even though I'm not perfectly righteous inside. None of us have overcome sin completely. To say that you overcome sin completely is like saying I've become 100% like Christ. I've not become 100% like Christ. I'm pressing on. I've been along this way for more than 60 years, but I'm still pressing on. One day I will become like Christ when he comes again. But until then, I cannot say I'm perfectly righteous. But God is so holy that no one can come to him unless he's perfectly righteous. So what does God do? He clothes me with the righteousness. Christ himself becomes my righteousness. That's what you read in 1 Corinthians 1. And that is the meaning of justification. Just as if justified means just as if I've always been righteous from day one. Not only just as if I'd never sinned, but there's a difference between being righteous and never sinning. Never sinning is a negative thing. Being righteous is a positive thing. So just as if I'd never sinned and just as if I'd been righteous all my life, that is being justified. I'm sorry to say many Christians have not been taught that. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God. When you are sure that God has declared you righteous in Christ, the day you gave your life to Christ, God clothed you with Christ and he sees you in Christ. He does not see you as you're yourself. Then you will have, it says here, peace with God. Otherwise, you'll always be at unrest. Has God accepted me? Has he not accepted me? And you know what else he says at that time when you come to him? Let me turn you to Hebrews in chapter 8 and verse 12. Hebrews 8 and verse 12. I will be merciful to their iniquities or their sins, and I will remember their sins no more. That is the most amazing promise. I'm sorry to say that in my case, I understood it only about 2 years after I accepted Christ. Because nobody told me these verses. Nobody told me these blessed truths that you need to know the day you're converted. God says, I will not remember all the wicked, wretched things you did in your entire life. Not only are you forgiven, it's blotted out. Completely blotted out. God says, I will not remember anymore. But I want to tell you about one condition, and that is very, very important. Jesus said in Matthew 6, I have to rush through these things because, you know, I've got to go through 10 grades in this one session. Matthew 6 verse 14 and 15. If you forgive others, your heavenly Father will forgive you. This is a condition for forgiveness. Many people think condition for forgiveness is you confess your sins. They know 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and righteous to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Correct. But there is one more condition. Matthew 6 verse 14. You have to forgive others who have hurt you and harmed you in your life. And if you're more than 4 years old, somebody has harmed you in your life. And those of us who are so much older, you have a history in your life of people who have hurt you, harmed you. Maybe your relatives, maybe your marriage partner, maybe your children, maybe your parents treated you badly, or so many people, maybe your boss, others. Many, we have all experienced some type of harm to a greater or lesser degree from others in the world. And you must forgive them. We cannot remove from our mind the memory of what they did. That is impossible because memory remains with us forever. But forgiveness is an act of our will. I say, Lord, before you, I forgive that person and that person. So if you can remember right now, let's do a little homework right now while you're sitting there. I'm sure as I speak, you can remember maybe two or three people at least, or at least one, who hurt you really badly or hurt your family or did something that made life difficult for you. Maybe your boss, maybe someone. I want to ask you in Jesus' name, have you forgiven him? I'm not asking you, whether you can remember what they did. I'm asking you, have you forgiven him? Have you forgiven her? Whatever it may be, the sins that we have committed against Christ are billion, trillion times bigger than anything that other people could have done to us. And if I have been forgiven a trillion sins by my Savior, And I forgive that two or three things that person did against me. It is a condition. Matthew 6:15. Here is the warning. If you do not forgive others, then no matter how many times you confess your sin, your Father will not forgive your transgressions. Let me repeat it. No matter how many times you have confessed your sin and quoted 1 John 1:9, if you do not forgive others, your Heavenly Father will not forgive your transgressions. That's another thing that is not being preached in Christendom today. I want to complete the picture of this beautiful face of Jesus. And there are parts of that face, the truth of Christ, which has been blotted out, torn out by the devil. And I want to present you the full, beautiful picture of our Savior, the full truth of God. And one important part of that truth is you must forgive others. You remember that story Jesus said, I don't have time to turn to it right now. You can read it in the last half of Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 onwards. How there was a king who forgave a man millions of dollars, which he could not repay. And that man went out and caught somebody by the throat who owed him $10 and said, pay up or I'll put you in, take you to court. And he took him to court because the guy could not pay that $10. And he imprisoned him. And when the king heard about it, he called this slave and said, hey, I forgave you millions of dollars and you could not forgive that guy $10. Well, you're going to go back to prison. And not only prison, I'm going to put the torturers on you. Matthew 18, verse 34. And that is, I'll allow the demons of hell to attack you because you are not willing to forgive that man $10 when I forgave you trillions. I hope the Lord does not have to say that to any of us. My dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you, be very, very careful to instantly forgive as soon as somebody has hurt you.